Blog Talk Radio.
Welcome, everyone, to another edition of GTE Professional Network Radio. I'm your host, Ed Peterson. Today's date is April the 22nd, 2016, as we are continuing our growth series and our growth month. I had a few technical difficulties starting my show today, but I'm real excited because this is going to be a great topic that we're going to be talking about today in reference to building your customer base 2016 for small businesses. Churches and nonprofit organizations, even if you're in a network marketing company or business, your focus and goal, even though they talk about building teams and partners, business partners, but your focus should be on customers. The reason why I say customers is because they are the source and the backbone of every business from the foundation of business today. Your focus is to make sure that you build your customer base by giving excellent customer service, making sure that you have the product and service that's provided, and that you promote your business well in reference to your customers and your target market. Do you know what your target market looks like, and do you know the age demographics that you're reaching depending on the type of product or service that you're providing in the marketplace? Your focus and goal should always be to make sure that you're doing everything possible to give your guests or your customers the best quality service as possible. The more you do that and you stay focused on that, the stronger you get. This is how multi-million dollar companies, billion dollar companies become their brands, not only just by branding the business, but you have to understand what you do today, what you do tomorrow, and what you did yesterday determines your outcome for the next period. Your goal each month, as we are closing out the month of April, now that we're in the fourth month of the new year, 2016, how are your quarters looking like? You know, it's 3 months to every quarter. Now that we're in the second quarter, we just finished the first quarter. How was your first quarter? How many customers did you add to your list of people to your business? And how many customers have been subtracted from your business? How many repeat customers do you have? And what is the feedback that you're getting from your customers on a basis? You should have something set up where you're getting constant feedback in reference to your quality of work, the promotions that you're providing, and also doing something unique and different that your competitors is not doing. If you stay focused, ladies and gentlemen, on these topics that I'm sharing with you today, you will be successful in the rest of this year, closing out this year, 2016, moving on to 2017. But your focus is to make sure that you do daily due diligence on your objectives when it comes to building your customer base. That should be done daily. You should be able to have marketing campaigns. If you have a website, all the content on your website should reflect what you're doing on product side as well as your service side of your business. If you have a brick-and-mortar location and you have a business address, you want to make sure that you are promoting your guests and giving them incentives to come to shop from you. What is the difference between you and your competitors? What are you doing different than what they're not doing? And what are you adding to the list that can help you put together a solid network? Yes, sir. Doing well, doing well. Yep, I'm still going to do that. Yeah, what is the address to the actual hotel? Because I didn't, is it the one at the bottom of that list? Yeah, that's what they're saying, the Marriott or Courtyard. I don't know which one it is. But, yeah, that's the address that I saw on that list with all of our email addresses and stuff of the ones that's going. Okay, I just wanted to make sure that was the physical address. I already got the, I printed it out, so I know the address to the Apple facility as well as for the hotel. Something like that. Yeah, because I was thinking, are we, what time is, I mean, when, how early can we get to the hotel to log into the hotel? Okay, that's what I thought. Okay. Well, I do want to. So I can, yeah, so that'll be easier. So I know I'm working early. Monday morning, but I wanted to kind of cut it off so I can get there and, you know, not to be too worn out. We have coverage. I have coverage. Yeah, I have coverage. Yeah. Well, my girlfriend is going with me, so she wanted to go to Austin with me, so I've got her with me. Yeah, she wanted to tag along. She ain't had nothing to do. So, and she's off actually on Monday, Tuesday from the hospital, so I told her she could tag with me. She's never been to Austin. She wanted to see what it looked like. Oh, by the way, yeah. Bottom line, I hit my baseline, though. 29. And I also got my baseline for the insurance, too. I think I got one more or two more to go. I know it's one or two left because I think it was 13 or something like that. 13 or 15, one of those. Yeah, so 15. So I know I got two or three more to go on the insurance side. And then I got that covered. Yeah, I'm trying to get all the. I'm trying to show everybody it's doable to do all of the baselines. I don't understand. Man, that's bad. I've never seen that before. That's unusual. I can understand the weather. I can understand the weather, but whoever you had left in that store, you should at least sold them one phone. At least one phone. Yeah, well, we should, because I'm going to be at my store all day tomorrow. I'm doing it by myself. Keela's off. Henry's off, so it's just me. I'm going to take control, because I'd rather get my numbers myself, because I'm not going to rely on nobody to do it but me anyway. Oh, you can, yeah. I know, I'm be there at 8 in the morning. Yeah. Cool. I will. Thank you, sir. All right. Cool.
Yeah, she wanted to come.
All right, ladies and gentlemen, I'm back, and boy, I tell you, live and really set up. But just give you guys again another informational tip in reference to your growth and building your networking and business for your small business, church or nonprofit organization, or even network marketing company. You want to make sure that you have a great customer base built first. You're going to get partners, you're going to get associates, you're going to have them. Your customers can become your runners. They can also share the information that you provided them in reference to the product or service that you're providing to assist you in bringing more people to your network. Now, it's not just to the business, but it is also to the network. The more you build that, the stronger you are, and then guess what, ladies and gentlemen, you'll meet the numbers or revenue stream that you're looking to generate each and every week, each and every month that you're in business. Your goal is to stay in the green, not in the red. So as long as you stay true to that and you build your customer base successfully, ladies and gentlemen, you're going to be able to help others along the way as you help yourself. People helping people. Remember that PHP effect is still good today. And word of mouth advertising, ladies and gentlemen, is the best way to also still build your business by word of mouth, letting people know exactly what it is you do, educating your guests, making sure you put something in their hands in reference to any promotions that you're running each week that you're in business. The 5 P's of marketing still works and still strong today. Again, it's all about people, product, price, place, promotion. If you stay focused on the 5 P's of marketing, you can basically build your customer base around that arena, and then you have a solid foundation that nobody can destroy or take away because you put something solid there that's going to help others as you help yourself. Remember that well. It's all about people helping people. How many people can help get what they want, ladies and gentlemen, then you can automatically get what you want. But you have to help enough people. So your focus, again, on your customer, building your customer base, is to make sure that you stay strong, you put together your network, you have a game plan, and you're looking for your end result. So that way you'll know exactly what worked, what didn't work, what you need to tweak, and what your website is looking like. What is your website looking like, ladies and gentlemen, if you have a professional website, and if you have an e-commerce site where you're generating revenue online, where you have people to purchase the products directly from your site, you better have some good information, promotions running on a regular weekly basis. If you do not, you will be winding up losing the battle, trying to do it all fully retail, but not getting any incentives to your customers, and then sharing the information on the shipping, making sure that the product is directly delivered on a timely basis. Again, everything is done on a schedule. If you stay focused and true to the schedule, you're going to win big, and guess what? Everybody will be coming to you in reference to that schedule. Okay, so that's what your focus is, ladies and gentlemen, as we continue to tweak up and help as many people as we can to build and grow our network in the area where we do business. Now, GTE Professional Network Radio, this is what we're here to do throughout the rest of this year, 2016, on throughout the rest of the year, ongoing to continue to help as many small businesses, churches, and nonprofit organizations, as well as network marketing companies across the country to build and grow their network successfully by building up your customer base. If you do this successfully, ladies and gentlemen, you won't have any problems with anything that goes on in reference to your company, your business, and guess what? You will be over your competitors. You can win and beat your competitors by doing something unique and different in the marketplace that nobody else is doing. So with that being said, ladies and gentlemen, this is about the stop of the topic of this day. I want to thank you all for tuning in for this edition of GTE Professional Network Radio. I'm your host again, Ed Peterson. And as I said before, I say again, it's been a pleasing pleasure, as well as a privilege, just from my brother Les Brown. Until next week, we will continue on our growth series on this edition of GTE Professional Network Radio.